Mm-hmm. And that's made, if I've been making syrup, you know, I rang it. No, he's crying. Mm-hmm. But I did have a picture of him somewhere. I've been making syrup, right? And she has an old wooden stove, she says. Now, mm-hmm. I was telling you...
So is that...
Now, listen.
Is that your...
No, it was not my home. That was my grandmother's home. Uh-huh. The old home down on the South River where they had the bounty grant for 100 F.O. I forgot how many acres of land. And so that's who's living there now.
Uh-huh.
But, and it's showing that since of the past, I didn't read it all, but I won't keep it, of course. But now those old wood stoves I was telling you about, now this one has not that thing that kept things warm across it, up at the top. But it, under this side, you see, under the side where the wood goes, uh-huh. we have that for heating water, that tank, long sheet.
What was that called? What you call that?
The water tank, I guess.
Is that what you
mean? That's what it was. It was a long-shaped tank and kept hot water. You see, as long uh-huh. as there's a fire in there, keep the water hot. That's where we went to get our water to take our baths, out of that tank. And ours had a thing up there, back in a closet to keep things warm. Our old stove did, wood stove.
And what kind of things would you keep warm?
Oh, we would keep things left over from breakfast, any late comer that needed something and wanted something warm up there. And I don't know what I'd get up there. I know that's where I found my mother's center tea. I told you about the medicines, uh-huh. That she'd make it with center leaves and pour boiling water out of it, and it would be sitting up there. And did I tell you about asphyxia?
A little bit.
You know, it smelled awful. And they put it around children's necks in a little bag to keep them from taking mumps and measles and everything uh-huh. else at school.
That's right.
Now, I never did have to wear it. It was chiefly the colored children and the country children. Uh-huh. But just plenty of them made them hang that when they were
it
here.
It smelled
they
so
were,
bad, you didn't
want yeah, that when they were here, there was measles and mumps in the school. They would hang these little bags of asphyxia around the neck
uh-huh.
and it'd keep them from getting it. They got it.
But
it was awful smelling stuff and we just thought it was awful. But they did use it. Now I think I told you about it when we were on medicines. And in case I did that, you can add asphyxia. I don't know how you spell it. You'd have to find out how you'd spell it. Now there was some reason I kept this to ask you about. Oh, a primitive resort. Up at Porter Springs in the mountains, above DeLonga and all up there at the edge of our state. Mr. kept writing about it in his in the paper, and there's some things he didn't tell, so I told them here. Every time I read accounts of the old Porter Springs and the things that happened there, I look in vain for the two things I remember the best about the place. It was an old-fashioned resort, a big old wooden house, long wooden house.
Uh-huh. Was the house around the springs?
And not far from it. We're down the hill to the springs. There were big bonfires they made each night in front of the hotel. He published parts of this and sent it back to me. It was a big bonfires that they made each night in front of the hotel. They may have used them to keep mosquitoes or the bugs away. But they told us children that the fires, were to keep the bears away, and we believed them. The other thing you never mentioned were about the bath arrangement. I'm sure that they were the forerunners of the shower baths. There was a square-shaped wooden trough placed high over the frail small rooms. It was covered over to keep the leaves and so forth out of the water. Which ran through the troughs, the water ran into the troughs. Under them, in each room, was a wooden peg, hole with a wooden peg in it, which the bather removed.